Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680, joined by Jackie Bradley Jr. of the Boston Red Sox. And I want to tell you, you got the baseball world on its ear and very much excited about you during the hitting streak. And I love hitting streaks, so tell us a little bit about it and how you went through it.
It was a lot of fun, that's for sure. And it was one of those streaks where, you know, you feel like every single day you come in to the ballpark, you're just going to try to have some quality at bats, put some good swings on it, and hopefully they fall in play for you. And, you know, for 29 games, they did.
And, you know, you were halfway there. And still, for 29, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, that's a very big feat DiMaggio has. I think it's going to be one of the hardest, you know, things to break in any sport in general. So, you know, anyone who can get anywhere near it, you're doing something right.
Yeah, good luck. Pete Rose, I remember 44, and boy, I'll never forget it when it ended. We felt terrible because, you know, and they didn't pitch to enough at the end. Did you get pitched to a lot, at least the last day?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I definitely had opportunities. I put some good swings I put some good swings on it, but like I've said, you know, throughout the whole streak, you know, when it's meant to end, it's going to end, and it was meant to end that night.
All right, so the Boston Red Sox, they look at yourself and Mookie Betts and Bogarts, and it's a good young team, but it's taken you a little time to get adjusted to the big leagues. How are you doing it?
I think everybody's different. Everyone goes at their own particular pace, own speed. There's no set formula that says this guy's going to succeed now because he did this in the minors, or, you know, I think everybody kind of goes at their own pace. But, you know, I'm just, you know, working hard and not taking anything for granted, going up there and focusing.
In Fenway, do you use the wall a lot? And I know I talked, remember Mo Vaughn years ago? Mo Vaughn said, whenever I was in a hitting slump, I would just hit a couple off the wall. Can you do that?
Yeah, if the pitch is given to me, it's definitely something that I don't try to force. But you have to get the pitch to do it. And if you do, you just want to take advantage of it because the wall is there. It can be your friend.
Jackie Bradley Jr. with us. And then the name, Jackie Bradley Jr. Now, how did that come about?
I was named after my father.
All right. That's very good. And your father was also named after?
Jackie Wilson, the soul singer. Right. My grandma was a big Jackie Wilson fan.
It's a great story. I love it. We had, you know, Deshaun Watson. I don't know if you run into him with the Arizona Diamondbacks.
I heard of the name, yeah.
Yeah, his dad is Johnny Guitar Watson. So the next time you see Deshaun Watson, you'll do a little singing with him.
Yeah, sounds good.
I like it. All right, but being in Boston, where'd you grow up anyway?
I was born in Richmond, Virginia. There half my life, and the other half in Prince George, Virginia, where I went to high school.
And what was draft day like for you?
Draft day, I was in South Carolina, actually. I went to the University of South Carolina. I was at Ale House, just hanging out with my family. And we were just, just grabbing a bite to eat. And the regionals had just got done because my team was still in the regionals. And, you know, I was able to hear my name called and, you know, the first supplemental round, first pick. I'm at the 40th pick in the first round.
And you had a tremendous College World Series.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, that's for sure. It was one of the best times of my life.
Yeah, because we're coming up to it again. And Jackie Bradley Jr., a name for Jackie Bradley Sr., for Jackie Wilson, right, the singer. What advice do you give people heading into the College World Series?
Enjoy every moment of it. Make sure you have fun. Enjoy your teammates because, you know, for some guys, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And, you know, I was very fortunate enough to be able to go twice and to win twice. So, you know, I definitely have no complaints. And make sure you eat a lot of their food there. They have a lot of great food in Omaha. And
very good.
That's really my go-to.
I like it. Very good. You're in Boston, and you did win a College World Series. And, of course, a regular World Series would be unbelievable. But I imagine going through a College World Series gets you prepared for the excitement of winning.
Yeah, definitely. You got the crowds there, whether they're for you or against you, but it puts you in the atmosphere, and you know it gets you ready to go to the next level. Sometimes the College World Series will have way more fans than in the minor leagues. So, if anything, it's really preparing you for the big leagues.
All right, looking at your career, which is certainly going really well now, and thinking, what if you weren't a major leaguer? What would you be doing? What would be your thing? What was your major in college? Where do you think you'd be?
I don't know. That's a good question. I've always wanted to be a major leaguer, and that's, you know, that's the main thing I really focused on. Nothing else. And, you know, obviously focused on my degree as well, but I was a retail management major.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Very good. Now, retail management is huge today because of the Internet.
Yeah.
You know that. And now, if you could figure out a way to get people back into stores, you would be doing very well.
I guess so. It depends on which way you want to go. A lot of people love the Internet shopping.
All right. How about you?
I like Internet shopping as well. It's very convenient, and it just delivered right to your front door.
I like it. He's a retail manager. Very good. Yeah, I see a future here for you, but you're going to be a major leaguer for a long time. All right, what do you think about AT&T Park and being in San Francisco?
I love it. This is a beautiful park. This is my first time here, so you know, getting to experience it. The atmosphere was great. I honestly felt like yesterday felt like a playoff type atmosphere game. Everyone was really involved, and it was a lot of fun.
How'd you like to see McCovey?
That was pretty special as well. Not only to see him in person, but as I was in center field, seeing his name down there with, you know, Bonds, Mays, knowing that McCovey Cove was named after him. Yeah, it's one of those things, like I said, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I don't know when I would have gotten an opportunity to meet him, but I did get to at least see him.
Right, maybe you'll be back. Come on, these two teams are pretty good.
Maybe, you're right. Maybe, you know. Maybe I will.
You know, what do you think of center field and Triples Alley? That's been something that's been a lot of fun for center fielders to play.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I'm waiting for a ball to, you know, get out there, whether it's one that I hit or somebody else that I can possibly, you know, run down or try to catch.
All right, a pleasure having you on. I know a lot of fans want to hear you, and you're on the West Coast now, and, you know, the East Coast, it's we don't see all those games, so it's nice to hear your voice. And really, the hitting streak really was very exciting, and it seems like you handled it pretty well.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Like I said, you know, those kind of things, they happen sometimes, and you just kind of enjoy it while it lasts.
All right. Hope to see you again, Jackie. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
More coming up, KNBR 680, the sports leader.